Hey, this is Jeremy Cummings. I'm the host here at Cummings' Culture, and I want to share something really special with you today. I want to share with you Ashley Maven and her incredible program, Joy Rising. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another program, another coach. But let me stop you right there. Ashley just isn't another coach. She's an emotional freedom and success coach who's changing lives. Ashley's Joy Rising program isn't about giving you empty promises and quick fixes. It's about giving you every opportunity to have real transformation in your life. And trust me, I've seen it firsthand. This isn't some cookie cutter program where you're just another number to get somebody paid. No, this is about you and your journey and your success and your joy, because Ashley Maven is dedicated to helping real people like you achieve real results. And let me tell you, I'm just not the host of Cummings' Culture. No, I'm a joy riser. Thanks to Ashley's guidance and support, I've experienced all of these things. So if you're ready to experience true emotional freedom and unlock the joy within you, and you want to check this out, then go to www.ashleymaven.com today. Don't let another day go by feeling stuck or unfulfilled. Join the Joy Rising movement and discover the life you were meant to live.
Live show that says you'll hear about Jesus, you'll hear about politics, you'll hear about sports, and you'll even hear about farts. Now, this is my kind of show. You're now tuned in to the bearded fat man who's bringing sexy back. Live from Alabama, you're listening to Cummings is Culture.
Now, here he is in all of his glory, the best-looking fat man alive, Jeremy Cummings.
Cummings is Culture, and we're back. And let me tell y'all, man, I have been sick. And, you know, I haven't got to publish episodes. I haven't got to do a lot of things because I've just been sick. And there's a lot of people that wonder, you know, well, Jeremy, what were you sick with? Were you sick with? I hope y'all like the new intro, by the way. That's the first time on recording that this is going out. We've tried to do some live shows and all that, but it's just been like I just go and I just get so sick, and then it's just like, I don't feel like publishing this or putting this out because I don't feel good. And, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, you know, Jeremy, what were you sick with? Was it COVID? Was it Jeremy? What Jeremy, could it have been the scary, scary COVID? Ooh. Or could it have been the flu, you know, just the common flu, you know, because that thing doesn't exist anymore, right? Well, here's the issue with all this. The common flu does exist. It does exist. And apparently COVID and the flu, they're treating it like it's the same now, because you remember when Donald Trump, you know, this guy,
with ridiculous bullshit,
the guy that said that COVID was just
with ridiculous bullshit,
and that all it was the Wuhan flu
with ridiculous bullshit,
and then he called it the China virus, and they told him that it was
with ridiculous bullshit,
and for, you know, for him to even be saying that. And the conspiracy theorists weren't right. You know, the conspiracy theorists were always wrong. And by the way, if you haven't seen the clip, there's a clip out there of old good old Joe Biden sitting there talking about, you know, how the conspiracies was that the roofs were painted blue and they didn't get hit by this laser or whatever. And then that idiot Biden comes out and says it on television for the world to see. I'll get that clip for you, by the way, and we'll talk about that. But the conspiracy theorists are correct again. Now the CDC has put out new guidelines for COVID. And you know what they are? It's to treat it just like it's the flu. So yeah, it's the Wuhan flu. It's the same thing as the flu, apparently. Because if you're treating it like it's the flu, then it must be the flu. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it must be a duck. Right, Donald?
Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Donald, you're a pervert. We've got to talk about this off camera. Well, off air. We got to talk about you and your perverted ways. You're going to hell, you little heathen. Anyway, I digress. It's the flu, okay? It's the flu. And I've been sick the past few days, and, you know, there's so many people that called it this and called it that, and the conspiracy theorists, which is a term that was created by the government to make people look crazy, look and sound crazy, by the way, if you didn't know that. But the conspiracy theorists were right again, because now the CDC says to treat it just like it's the flu. And that's what I've done. You know what I did? I didn't go get tested because I was like, it's either the COVID or the flu. And that was before this even came out, because this just came out yesterday. And so I went and got some Vicks. Well, I didn't go and get it. I DoorDashed it because I didn't feel like going anywhere. But I got some Vicks. NyQuil, cold and flu, you know what I'm talking about. And I took that and I started feeling a whole lot better. And today I feel a whole lot better. And so, you know, it is what it is. And now this comes out yesterday. This is in the Wall Street Journal, for those of you that are saying that, oh, he's lying. There's no way the government put this out. No, they did. You should now follow the same precautions with COVID as you take with the flu, because it must be the same freaking thing. They have lied to us so much, and they have called people conspiracy theorists. I've got this clip of Biden. Let me play this, because the conspiracy theorists out there that say that, you know, they all called us crazy. They all called us crazy when we said this or that or this or that or the blue roofs. So anyway, let me play this clip for you.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they had the right roof on it. And anyway, since I took off.
Because they had the right roof on it. Well, there were people that were saying that, you know, that this was happening, and then this idiot gets on television, and you know, the government, you know, everybody was like, oh, my wife was making jokes about it while we were heading to Tennessee. We went to Tennessee for a quick three or four day vacation, and we went up to see the Smoky Mountains, and while we were up there, she would, you know, point out a place that had a blue roof. She was like, oh, they're scared of the lasers, and like, she made this a game while we were going up through there. It's like people used to make the game, you know, when they would see the Volkswagens, you know. And to her new game was point out the blue roofs to see who's scared of the lasers. Well, now that's apparently a real thing, because Joe Biden just got up there and said, well, you know, they had the right roofs on. That's why their stuff didn't catch fire. So the conspiracy theorists have been correct so much with this administration, or this whatever you call them. I don't know. We got some more stories about Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, his daddy's baby boy, but that's coming up right after this. We got to get a little bit of word for our sponsors, you know, and pay the bills. Are you a parent worried about the influences of public school on your child? Are you concerned they might encounter beliefs that contradict your own? Do overcrowded classrooms leave you anxious about your child's individual attention? Then we may have a solution for you. Faith Prep Academy is redefining education with an innovative model built on the belief that every student is a unique creation of God. They understand that each child possesses distinct talents, gifts, and passions, and they're dedicated to nurturing those qualities while providing a solid academic foundation. At Faith Prep, they offer faith-based education rooted in Christian values. Individualized attention. Say goodbye to overcrowded classrooms and a nurturing environment. Are you ready to learn more? Then click the link in the description of this podcast episode to discover how Faith Prep Academy can provide the quality education and values-aligned environment your child deserves. Don't let the worries about public school hold you back. Join Faith Prep Academy and empower your child today. Well, good old Joe, it sure did empower his child. Hunter Biden confirmed in congressional testimony Wednesday a key aspect of the impeachment inquiry into his father, saying President Joe Biden, while vice president in 2014 and 15, met with his business associates from Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine at a Washington, D.C. restaurant. Hunter Biden was deposed behind closed doors for nearly 7 hours in front of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. The transcript of his testimony was released Thursday. The testimony confirms a report in October 2020 that documents found on Hunter Biden's laptop included a thank you note from Vadim, whatever, an executive at Ukrainian energy giant Burisma Holdings LTD, on whose board Hunter Biden served. The note was sent following an April 16, 2015 get-together at Cafe Milano for a UN World Food Program dinner attended by Joe Biden, whose presidential campaign in 2020 disputed the report by saying no such encounter was on his official schedule. In a quote, Hunter Biden said, "My dad came to that and stopped by to say hello to people that were there that he had a long-standing relationship with," Hunter said. He testified to. Vadim was one of the people sitting at the table, and he said hello to them. They did not have a meeting. They met, which is a very, very important distinction with a difference. Hunter Biden said his father probably had a Coca-Cola and a bowl of spaghetti and then left, shaking hands and hugging a couple of people at the table before walking out. According to the transcript, the Ukrainians' email to Hunter Biden read, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together." Hunter Biden also confirmed that his father was at dinners that included multimillionaire businessman Kenneth Rakishev of Kazakhstan and Yelena Batarina, the billionaire widow of the mayor of Moscow. I thought it was Trump who was in bed with Russia. Anyway, the Oversight Committee claims that in February 2014, Batarina transferred $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton, a firm founded by Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. In his congressional testimony last summer, Archer said Joe Biden had dinner with Batarina in the spring of 2014. I don't know the timing of it, but I do know that she was at a dinner, and I do believe that stopped over at the dinner that was there, Hunter Biden said. I think it was my birthday, and my dad stopped by. The Oversight Committee also claims that in April 2014, Rakishev wired $142,300 to Rosemont Seneca, a subsidiary of Archer's firm. And the next day, the same amount was wired to a New Jersey car dealership for a Porsche for Hunter Biden. Archer also testified, man, that guy was getting NIL deals before NIL was a thing. Archer testified Rakishev was at the same dinner with Batarina that Joe Biden attended in the spring of 2014. I don't know whether it happened before that or after that, Hunter Biden said. I have no knowledge of that. Kenneth was a guest at the dinner that I had for the presentation about the World Food Program. My dad stopped by. I never did anything on behalf of Kenneth or asked anyone to do anything on behalf of Kenneth. Newsmax reached out to the White House for comment, but apparently they didn't get back with them. And why would they? Because they straight out lied about any of this being true. You remember when Trump was talking about this and said that, you know, they were talking about the big guy and how the big guy did this and the big guy did that, and got to kick up to the big guy and all that. Yeah, they said that that wasn't Joe. Well, now we know that it was Joe, and the Biden crime family just continues while Trump is being charged with all these. Ah, man, it's so ridiculous what Trump's being charged with, what Trump's having to go through, because he was the first president in a very long time to stand up for the people of this country. And, you know, there's people that say that Donald Trump's a crook. Donald Trump's a crook. Well, you know what? Anybody who makes $1 billion, they didn't get it by being a nice person, okay? Like, they did some shady stuff. Like, every one of them, like Elon Musk did some shady stuff. Like, Jeff Bezos has done some shady stuff, I would imagine. I would imagine every billionaire has done some shady stuff. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump was the first presidential candidate or president that said, I'm sticking up for the people. And, you know, since the Iraq War and George Bush, how they have spied on the American citizens. Now you look at Julian Assange over there in prison. What's Julian Assange in prison for? He's in there for nothing. Like, really, he's in there for nothing. He's in there for telling the truth. Like, people, oh, he's in there because he viewed some classified documents. Well, somebody gave them to him. At the end of the day, somebody gave them to him. And he published them. I mean, you can't tell me that our own government doesn't cooperate with the media and allows the media to know what's going to happen before it happens. There were several raids in the past few years where CNN was just so happened to be on the scene when they happened. Yeah, nobody tipped them off. The news media gets tipped off all the time. Our government's corrupt. Everybody knows it. But Donald Trump was the first one that stood up for us, the people, the little man. And they don't like it. And you know why they don't like it? Because they don't like any of us. They think that, you know, I've heard so much about the great replacement theory and how they're replacing, you know, that they want to replace us. And I don't doubt that that's not true, that they would like to replace us, because, you know, at the end of the day, they would like a weak-minded people that they could just control, because now there's so many Americans that just are awake to their bullcrap that are calling them out on it left and right. You know, the great replacement theory is probably true at the end of the day. They would probably like to replace us with a weak-minded society that just does what they say do. And that's what they've always wanted. And it's so sad that this was the greatest country. Like, we're seeing this country turn its back on God in a way that you've never seen. You got CNN that praises Satanist. Like, I seen a CNN little clip the other day of CNN talking about how hateful Christians were and like how great Satanists were and all of this stuff. Like, you have a more favorability if you're a Satanist in this country than you do if you're a Christian, when we were founded as a Christian nation. And people, you know, they want to argue about that, and they want to say that separation of church and state, or separation of church and state, it's not in the Constitution. It's not there. And they've preached that to kids throughout generations that, oh, there's a separation of church and state. The church can't talk about politics in the church. The church shouldn't be talking about what's going on in Washington. The church shouldn't influence what's going on in Washington. And the church set back and we allowed it to happen. And now we look at our country today in 2024
We got kids dressing up as dogs, thinking they can be dogs. You got kids dressing up as cats, thinking they can be cats, using the litter boxes in schools. You got boys thinking they can be girls, and girls thinking they can be boys. And this one thinking, like, you remember Zurg from Buzz Lightyear? I'm pretty sure you got somebody thinking they can be Zurg. Like, you got all of these people that are in their feelings about everything now. And now we have become the weakest society. We have become so mentally weak. Well, not us, but the generations that are below us are so mentally weak that they look at, like, everything through the eyes of feelings. Like, I feel like I should be a billionaire. Who's going to make it happen? Does it make it true? No, I'm not a billionaire. Would I like it to be true? Absolutely. But it doesn't make it true. But these kids now, they believe that they should be a dog. Like, kids used to pretend, like, when they were 5 and 6 years old. You know how kids used to run around and pretend? Like, when we were kids, we'd run around and play cowboys and Indians or cops and robbers, which you can't do that anymore because cowboys and Indians are offensive now. But anyway, you play cowboys and Indians, and this one wanted to be an Indian, and that one wanted to be a cowboy. Well, now these kids, you know, and kids even played, you know, as, like, they were dogs and stuff. But, you know, they were using their imagination. Now these kids today, they're so caught up in these, like, I hate to be this way because I grew up with video games and all of this stuff. But these kids today, like, they never, like, their imagination, they think it's real, and it's just not. Like, a boy can never be a girl, and a girl can never be a boy, no matter what you do. And we got our government that's pushing it on them. And you know why they're doing it? Because it creates a weak society, and it's easier to control. We're going to take our last break.
Need something to listen to that's family friendly? Well, I've got the show for you. It's the Old Man's Podcast, live every morning, rain, shine, and this old man is not the one that's snoring because he's up bright and early to entertain you. 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, the Old Man's Podcast, streaming live exclusively over on Podbean.
And we're back. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, it's time for some Crimson Tide news. And this one gives your heart a little like this. And, you know, you hear about coaches so much, right? And I heard so much about, you know, the new coach down there in Tuscaloosa, Kalen DeBoer, the new coach at the University of Alabama, Nick Saban, of course, retiring. And we hear so much about him through our media. And, you know, the coach at the University of Alabama is easily the most popular person in the state. Like, everybody knows who the coach at Alabama is. So Kalen DeBoer goes on the podcast, internet radio show. I don't know what you would call it. The show, The Next Round. And It's found out that Kalen DeBoer does not cuss. He doesn't use swear words. And, you know, I really respect him for that. At the end of the day, it is what it is, you know, anything. And there were some people who were like, oh, I don't know how he's going to handle it in this state. Well, you know what? It's one of those things that I really liked about him and I really respected him about. Because when I read that, there were some Bama fans that gave him some backlash on that. and we're saying that, you know, oh, I don't know how he's going to survive down here. He don't cuss. Well, you know, we don't, we're supposed to be the Bible Belt, y'all, by the way. And so we're not supposed to be cussing no way, because, you know, Jesus and mama will get you. You know, we got a sign going to the beach that says go to church or the devil going to get you. So I love this. I love that we have a coach that doesn't think that he, you know, has to cuss to get his point across, because you don't. I remember there was a wrestler by the name of Jake the Snake Roberts. A lot of you may remember him. And Jake the Snake Roberts would never yell in his interviews. Like, he would never scream or yell, but Jake the Snake Roberts, you would just lean in and listen to him, because he spoke, and when he spoke, you just listened and you paid more attention to him. Well, that, you know, that's wrestling and that's an interview, but in a way you pay more attention to people that do that because, you know, they're so articulate with their words. And so, yeah, I like this. I like how, you know, he said he doesn't cuss. A lot of people look at it as a negative, and I don't look at it as a negative at all. I think he fits in more now. So, you know, it is what it is. I think I'm excited. I'm going to be at the first Alabama game under Kalen DeBoer. Don't know if I'm going to make A-Day or not, but we will be there Labor Day weekend. Kickoff at Alabama Crimson Tide. I will be in Tuscaloosa. I'll get some video. Make sure you check out my socials. That, you know, we're a few months out from that, but make sure you check my socials. I'll have some. Might go live while I'm down there. Not on here, but on TikTok or something. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to be there. We're going to be there for the first game. I don't think I'll be there for A-Day, because I'm pretty sure A-Day is going to be crazy, and I just don't feel like, you know, fighting that crowd for an A-Day event. I'm pretty sure it's going to be 100,000 people there for A-Day. But anyway, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here. This is our like mini pod return from sick episode. Tuesday night, we're going to be doing live election coverage over on Podbean, and I think we're going to do it live on Rumble as well. Make sure you follow Cummings' Culture on Rumble. We'll be doing some local elections, and of course, all of the state elections for the primaries throughout the country. And until next time, remember, if you don't like what you heard here today, it ain't controversial. It's just culture.